Historically, it's been rare for technology companies to pay shareholders a cash dividend. Then came Microsoft's recent surprise announcement that it would start paying a dividend for the first time. The pressure is on other cash-rich technology companies to follow Microsoft's lead. NPR's Elaine Corey reports no one's fighting to be the first.
A handful of well-known technology companies do pay dividends. IBM, Intel, and Hewlett-Packard, to name a few. Carol Bartz is the CEO of Autodesk, a leading supplier of design software, which began paying dividends in 1989.
Autodesk had always generated a lot of cash, and the board felt it was appropriate at the time to return it to the shareholders. And so for the last 13 years, we have paid quarterly dividends.
But that has been a minority position. According to Standard & Poor's, 95% of high-tech companies don't pay dividends. These days, many are so poor they couldn't afford to, and the better-off firms prefer to use their cash to fund research and development or expansion. Fred Ball is the executive vice president of development at Borland Corporation, which makes products used to design software.
We believe that our business is a growth-oriented business. And so the next question that I then ask is, what is the best use of our deployable cash? In Borland's case, it's been to acquire some companies to drive the growth engine that we believe is how our business and how our shareholders will get the most bang for their buck.
Since Microsoft announced that it would begin paying dividends for the first time, the silence from Silicon Valley has been deafening. Peter Coleman, a senior analyst at Soundview Technology Group in San Francisco, says he's not that surprised by the muted response. First of all, because the sheer size of Microsoft's cash reserve makes it a special case.
There's quite a big difference between Microsoft and everybody else, and the difference is about 40-odd billion in cash, if I remember correctly.
In comparison, other technology firms known for stockpiling cash, such as Oracle or Cisco, have about $5 billion in their coffers. CEO Larry Ellison says Oracle would consider issuing dividends if, and only if, Congress repeals the tax that individuals pay on them, as President Bush has urged. But most Valley giants, such as Sun Microsystems and eBay, are sticking with the standard line that shareholders benefit more from other uses of corporate cash. The problem, according to Chuck Carlson with Horizon Investment Services, is that it's getting tougher to convince shareholders that's true.
Companies have really squandered money instead of putting it to good use, and that has ended up destroying shareholder value as opposed to adding to it. And I think that's the big question in a lot of shareholders' minds is, you know, fine, if you choose not to pay out dividends, then you better have a good use of those funds, and that better be reflected in a higher stock price.
But it could be years before the battered tech sector begins to recover. Most tech firms are scrounging desperately for profits. Even Microsoft has only dipped its corporate big toe into the dividends pool. It announced it would pay a 16-cent per share annual dividend, amounting to $855 million this year alone. That sounds like a lot, but it's actually less than 5% of Microsoft's annual cash flow. Chuck Jones is a technology analyst with Steinrow Investment Counsel. He says even if the repeal of the dividends tax prompts other companies to join Microsoft, they'll proceed cautiously.
These companies are going to start small and make sure they have a long runway to increase it over the next 5, 10+ years.
In the meantime, companies will be waiting to see if technology shareholders start demanding dividends before they rush to start offering them. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.